But what about? Each of us has within ourselves what we call a paradigm, a way of looking at things. When we encounter information that doesn't fit our paradigm, we immediately want to discount it and usually become quite defensive. It is distressing to have our paradigm challenged. That is why birds of a feather flock together, why we tend to stick with those people who think as we do. We all like to remain in our comfort zone. Those of us who call ourselves Christians have a paradigm about God and about how He relates to us. When we read Scripture, we read it so that it will fit into that paradigm. When presented with an alternative reading of any particular Scripture, our immediate and automatic response is to think of many other Scriptures that counteract or contradict that reading. Our response, therefore, is, "But what about?" And we begin quoting whatever would prove our paradigm correct. If we believe God to be a God of wrath and judgment, we can quote all the Scriptures which prove that belief. This may well be our greatest hindrance to receiving new revelation. For we find ourselves doing this not just when a person is speaking to us, but also when the Spirit inside is speaking. I know this from personal experience. I knew from earliest childhood that there were way too many contradictions and inconsistencies in what I was taught to believe was the truth, but I didn't dare question what I was taught. When I read a scripture that brought me joy because the Spirit inside was bearing witness by making my heart sing, I would immediately counter with, but what about? And then would follow all the scriptures that brought me fear, because my paradigm came from what I had been taught about the God who slew thousands, even throwing rocks down out of heaven. I was convinced that God's indignation and anger would be turned against me if I dared believe that nothing could separate me from His love. I even attempted to believe that His anger and fury was love, as I had been taught. So the paradigm that knowledge of God comes from information rather than revelation was the first one I had to change. See mental knowledge versus spiritual revelation for a detailed treatment of this subject. I had to let go of all my "but what about" scriptures and concentrate on the one the Spirit was revealing to me at the time, the one that was really increasing my knowledge of God, the one causing me to experience the righteousness, peace, and joy that is the result of living in the kingdom of heaven. I had to cease concerning myself with what had not yet been revealed to me. I did come to the place where I could say of certain scriptures which had not been revealed to me, "I don't know what this scripture does mean, but I do know what it doesn't mean." For when we have a revelation from God, all argument on that subject comes to an end. You know that you know that you know, and you cannot entertain information to the contrary, even if that information seems to be coming from another scripture. You just let that seemingly contradictory scripture be until it too is revealed to you. When I learn to trust the Spirit inside, I know that He reveals to me what I am ready to hear. We've all heard the expression, "When the student is ready, the teacher will come." Jesus said something to that effect to His disciples before disappearing from this visible world. "I have yet many things to say unto you, but you cannot bear them now." He also said, "It is the Spirit that quickeneth, the flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life." It is not what we read in the black book that brings us life, but only the words that I speak unto you, the words we hear spoken inside. We cannot bring revelation to ourselves. We can just open ourselves up to receive. And we can receive only that which we can bear, that which our paradigm will allow us to receive. The best way I've learned to let go of my paradigm about God is to let go of all my "but what about" questions and just listen to whatever the Spirit is revealing. I can rest assured that when I can bear it, He will also reveal to me all those, but what about scriptures?